This podcast is brought to you by the Legarten Institute. I'm Sianne Hansen, Executive Director, and we hope you enjoy this conversation.
Sam, how does the story of Ambani, the great industrialist, capture what's going on in the Indian economy?
Well, the story I tell in the book is the story of Dhirubhai Ambani. And he was born in a rural fishing village in India. And his son became the richest man on earth in 2007. So it's a kind of a rags to riches story that you wouldn't think would be possible in the world, but it happened. And the way that he did it was India had what you might call an oligarchic kind of economic system where political influence was very important for businesses to succeed. And Dhirubhai Ambani managed to take that system, a system that was really rigged heavily against him, and to turn it to his own advantage.
Given the economic environment currently in India, with high levels of growth that has been supported by low oil prices and somewhat of a reform agenda pushed by Modi, what would you say the lessons are for entrepreneurship in India today?
Right. Well, it seems like a very good environment right now for entrepreneurship in India, but it can be a little bit deceptive because there are sort of elements that are left over from Dhirubhai's day. You know, Dhirubhai was born in the 1930s and he achieved his greatest success in the early 2000s. And there are elements that are left over in that the business environment can still be extremely difficult for small businesses, and especially for small businesses that are making the transition to medium businesses. There can be a lot of obstacles in terms of bureaucracy, in terms of labor law, in terms of infrastructure that make it really hard for these small businesses to compete. And so the kind of lesson to take away from Dhirubhai's day is one, either to avoid that by starting in one of the new sectors that are really booming now in India, and that's kind of like IT services, really booming pharmaceuticals now, really booming, and that's what a lot of very successful Indian entrepreneurs are doing. Or you have to be like Dhirubhai Ambani and to find an advantage, a gap in the system, so that you can get some kind of leverage that enables you to compete and go through those early stages of where your business is very small and you're very vulnerable. So that's kind of the legacy or kind of the lesson that you can take away from Ambani's life for modern Indian businesses.
Are there any particular sectors in India you think are particularly well poised for success?
Right. Well, it tends to be, and this is, again, sort of a legacy of, you know, history. It tends to be the businesses, the sectors that are really new. Actually, there was a huge process of economic reform in India in the 1990s. And that process of reform opened up a lot of different industries. But actually, the level of new business entry in those industries has fallen since the period of economic reform. And it's hard to say exactly why that is. But probably the reason why that has occurred is because the business environment is very difficult in general. And so now Indian large businesses are increasingly competitive. They're facing global competition. And so if you're a small business and you're trying to come up to challenge these large businesses in this very difficult business environment, there's a tendency for you to get wiped out at the early stages. So that's what makes it so incredibly hard, and what makes it the sectors that are really thriving and the sectors that are best for India, sectors that are new, where there isn't a lot of established competition.
Modi was elected on a mandate to reform the country in a number of areas. Why has it been so difficult for him to do that?
Well, he's faced a lot of challenges from vested interests. He did make some initial strong reforms, but now he's really come up against some hard barriers in terms of land reform and in terms of property rights reform and in terms of tax reform. But the difficulty that he has is as a legacy of the system that I mentioned, where political influence was so crucial in companies getting ahead. As a legacy of that system, there are still some large businesses in India that really rely on political influence for their competitiveness. And those systems don't necessarily favor, or those businesses don't necessarily favor the kind of reforms that Modi is trying to implement, because those reforms would make for a more competitive business environment. And I think that is where Modi is struggling, is he doesn't necessarily have the kind of business backing. You'd expect big businesses to be behind reforms, but he doesn't necessarily have the big business backing that he needs to make headway against the vested interests that are there in Indian politics.
To hear more podcasts from the Legatum Institute, please visit our iTunes channel or website at www.li.com.